In the book of Exodus, our first reading, we have the famous burning bush episode. And of course, there's volumes written about this encounter and so much that we can say. But maybe to focus on, come no near, remove the sandals from your feet, the Lord told Moses. This reverence and awe that we should have as we approach the holy things of God. Moses was commanded to take off his shoes. But maybe some of us need to put on things, whether it's clothing itself or virtues, certain dispositions. How do we approach the holy things of God? This episode of the burning bush could be a lesson for us. And then as disciples, knowing that we become temples of God, that the presence of God dwells within us, do we have that same reverence and awe with each other? The way we treat each other, the way we treat the people around us, and our families and our dating relationships, do we have that same sense of awe that we're in the presence of God as we encounter a disciple of Jesus Christ? Then another point, who am I that I should have this challenge? Who am I that I should be given this duty, this task? The Lord says, I will be with you, and this is your proof. Oftentimes we receive these missions, our vocation from the Lord, and we don't feel worthy. How could I do this? The answer that the Lord gave Moses is the answer he gives us. I am with you. It's the promise of the gospel, the promise of the heart of our Heavenly Father, that he is with us, that he carries us, he leads us, he guides us, he directs us. And it's that heart of the Father that Jesus came to reveal. And so the connection we can make with the two readings this morning, that God revealing himself in the burning bush and Jesus revealing the Father to us. The church fathers have long taught, the catechism teaches us, the Second Vatican Council teaches us that Jesus came to reveal the Father. Our young people are here, our volunteers for our Catholic Kids Camp. They're learning about the Mass this week, the Mass as a mystery. Mysteries must be revealed. The Father wants us to know him. It's why he showed himself as the burning bush. It's why he sent his son Jesus to reveal. Why? Because he is love. Love desires to be shared. Love desires to be shown. God is love. In which way will he be revealing himself to you today? Will you notice him in the Blessed Sacrament? Will you notice him in each other? Do you believe that God is here with us? Do you believe that God is here? Does our behavior, does our mindset, do things change when God's love, when the Father's heart is revealed?